crucifixion, the burial, it all takes place in a garden. And in that garden is a tree, and the tree is the cross. Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree, the cross. We're focusing on the woman Mary, who is being questioned by God and then who is then sent out of the garden. And there's also angels present. So in light of these events that took place in the first garden, what we're looking at here is a second go at the Garden of Eden, where Jesus is the second Adam. We're going to look at Genesis chapter 3 and the fall of mankind, which took place in a garden where there was a tree of life and a tree of knowledge of good and evil, where it was focused on a woman named Eve, who was questioned by God and who was then sent out of the garden, and then these angels are guarding the path back in. So John is focused on Mary, not because he has a countercultural agenda necessarily regarding women, although it also accomplished that, but because she is like a second Eve that John is employing to link this story with the garden, as if to say what happened in the first garden, the sin, the disobedience, the punishment and the death and the separation from God, those have all been made new. It's all been undone. And the second garden is through Jesus and through his obedience. Where Eve was sent out of the garden because of disobedience, Mary is sent out of the garden because of the obedience of Christ with the message of the gospel, that Jesus is risen from the dead. And there is redemption in his name. The command to be fruitful and multiply began physically with Eve, but now comes spiritually by Mary. Gives that message and it multiplies. Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed.